he breaking her down, man. He is screwing her into submission. He's screwing her into slavery by using the penis as a weapon to break her ass down.
Oh yeah. Once I live a life of a millionaire, spending my money, honey, oh, I didn't care. Taking my friends out for a mighty good time, drinking that good gin, champagne, and wine.
Oh, what's up, what's up, what's up? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I'm your host, Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex. Glad to have everybody tuning back into the show. Bumping that Bobby Womack. I'm going to bump a few cuts from Bobby Womack tonight. What y'all know about that Bobby Womack? And as usual, we're flowing straight from the Survivor Scrolls, broadcasting live from Los Angeles. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. You can also purchase the Mac Lessons Brazil Special at MacLessons.com. You can download it right now. You can download the Mackin' for Money Special right now. You can get the Mac Within T-shirts. All that stuff at MacLessons.com. A whole bunch of goodies for you at MacLessons.com. And don't forget to go to MacLessons.com and register for the May 1st special. The Tariq Nasheed lecture at Yale. You can pre-order that right now at MacLessons.com. And I'm glad to have everybody tuning in. I still have soreness in the side of my mouth. My mouth is still swole from my dental work I had the other day. But I'm going to still flow from the Survival Scrolls. So we're going to have some callers call in today. We're going to chop up good game. Going to be a very fun show today. Going to be a very, very fun show today. Now, the first thing I want to touch on, a lot of people have been sending me emails about this, about, and I'm not going to beat a dead horse. I'm almost through with the whole Imus thing. The whole Imus thing has flipped into a discussion about hip-hop and the role that hip-hop has, blah, 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 blah. And I've touched on this last week. I touched on it on yesterday's show. I'm not going to harp on it too much. I just want to make a brief comment about the Oprah show yesterday. Oh, this is my shit right here. Shit. That's the shit right there, ain't it? Remember that?
You know.
All right, anyway, I digress.
If y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine.
I just had to get into that for 1 second.
She's always complaining about me never being at home.
I swear, they don't make records like that no more. Anyway, I digress. But like I said, on the Oprah show yesterday, they did exactly what I knew they were going to do. I said last week that none of these sisters are going to criticize no white dude. Didn't I say all that shit last week? So yesterday's show, a lot of brothers were very upset about how the Oprah show went down yesterday. Because basically, as I predicted, it was going to be the Bash the Black Man show. That's all it was. Bashing the black man. Bunch of black women bashing brothers. Instead of criticizing Imus and the white male power structure, it was the good old fashioned easy way out. Bash the brothers. And the show was, it was just whack. It was real corny. The shit was a cop out. On the Oprah show, I know they had Gayle King down at Spelman, and they had these girls from Spelman talking all greasy and sassy. They had these women talking about how they protested Nelly, and it was just bash the fucking black man show. It would dissing Snoop, talking about Snoop should lose his contract, and the whole Oprah show, it was garbage. But it was what I predicted. I knew that they were not going to criticize no white dude. Sisters, y'all talk all that shit. Not all of you, but the ones who got all that sass. But you won't take that sass and that energy and that anger and project it in the right places. You take easy targets. It just amazes me how they flipped this whole situation, the whole Iman situation, on the brothers. It's our fault that this motherfucker said that shit. And let me tell you something. Hip-hop, when they use the word hip-hop in the media now, that's a euphemism for black man. All right? Don't get it twisted. When they say hip-hop, they mean young black men. That's what they mean. And they had these sisters over at Spelman. They were talking real greasy, the sisters at Spelman. We're not hoes and blah, blah, blah. And rappers this, and one of the sisters from Spelman was dissing Russell Simmons. Russell, you're responsible. And all, get the fuck out of here. Now, don't be holier than thou. And Spelman, some of the girls, they wanted me to come down there to do a lecture. I talked about that a few months ago, and I still might come down there. And I know that that mentality isn't indicative of all the women there. But y'all need to come on now. Don't try to be on some Claire Huxtable shit. When you down there in Atlanta, it's the freak capital of the goddamn country almost. So it ain't the rapper's fault that there's freaks and hoes and hoochie. Women like that are down there. Women like that are everywhere. When brothers are referring to women like that, they're not saying that every woman is like that. But let's stop pretending that every woman is on some Claire Huxtable shit. They're not. Especially down there in Atlanta. Especially on Spelman. And I know a lot of you Spelman girls listen to the show. I know what's up with Spelman. Just because you go to Spelman don't mean you automatically miss Goody Two Shoes. There's some damn freaks at Spelman. I used to kick it on Spelman campus all the time. I lived in Atlanta. I've been up on those dorm rooms many a night. There's a lot of Spelman girls that will do the do while you're bullshitting, and a lot of women down there in Atlanta. So y'all need to chill out with all that Claire Huxtable, Goody Two Shoes, Mother Teresa bullshit that y'all tried to portray on Oprah. And stop trying to blame brothers for certain women's hoish behavior. People have to have some type of accountability for it. It's not hip-hop. Hip-hop ain't making you hoish. Cut that corny shit out. And again, the Oprah show was real whack. They had Common. The only rapper they had on there was Common. They had him, Ben Chavis. They had Russell Simmons, Kevin Lyles. And Common, I like Common, but Common, he went out like a sucker on Oprah yesterday. He was doing a lot of suck button and ass kissing. He was kissing a lot of ass. When brothers start talking about, oh, their sisters are the queen and the earth. I hate when brothers do that when they get around a lot of sisters. I hate that. And brothers always do that shit. Whenever I do lecture and there's different speakers, there's always one brother, well, not one, there's always a bunch of them talking all that queen, sister, mother of the earth and all that. I hate when they do that because it's a cop-out. They're pandering to the audience. Who's on the phone?
Yo, Flex, what's going on? It's
Sean. Hey, what's going on, man? What's on your mind, player?
I have two questions, all right?
Go ahead.
All right. Question one is, the game you know now, right? You knew it back then. What would be three things for your change?
Well, repeat that. What would be three things what?
Okay. Game that you know right now, right? If you knew it back then, what would things would have changed back then?
What would I have changed back then?
Yeah, as far as your youth age.
What would I have changed? Because it's all a learning experience. So I'm glad that I went through trials and tribulations because you learned from those. So I don't know if I would change anything per se. Because I learned. I learned from everything, and I learned from every positive and negative experience I have. So I wouldn't change anything, man. It's good to have experiences. You just have to learn from them shits. You understand that? Most cats don't learn from their experiences. They keep repeating the same bullshit over and over.
True that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's good to go through things and you know, you pick up game from experience. You pick up game from other players. Those are the best two ways. And I did that. So I really didn't. I don't think I made any mistakes. That's why, you know, I'm the great person that you see now. I'm talking shit. All right, thanks for the call, player. Yeah. But like I said, on the Oprah show, they had the rapper Common on there. And Common was kissing a lot of ass. He took the easy way out. He got scared. And I know that they were going to have the non-threatening rappers on there. And it's just amazing how sisters are so quick to criticize the brothers, but just refuse to criticize the white guys. Hotline, who's on the phone?
What up, Tariq? This is Rakesh from Indiana.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. Just went through, kind of trying and everything on the, just on, you know, relationships and everything. I've been listening to, listening to your shows here pretty lately, and, you know, definitely entertaining and everything. And I was just listening to one of the shows, man. You know, you guys are talking about, you know, chicks, you know, in Atlanta and D.C., man. It's tons of chicks out here in Atlanta. You know, I'm out here.
Yeah, I was just talking about Atlanta. And also, man, I was talking, did you see Oprah yesterday?
Yeah, I checked it out.
Now, what'd you think about that? What'd you think about the women from Spelman on that Miss Goody Two Shoes shit talking, you know?
I was just on Spelman's campus yesterday, man, because I got some properties out here trying to rent. But, they were on some, I think they were kind of on some bullshit a little bit, you know, because they know they listen to, you know, those are the same chicks, you know, you see in the club out here getting down. So, they even asked them a question the other day when they're talking about, oh, do you guys listen to rap music? And they just looked all startled and looked at each other, you know?
Exactly. And then again, in Atlanta, you put on some bitch hole music, those women lose their minds. You got women in Atlanta popping their ass in the streets. I mean, literally.
Oh, yeah.
So they were killing me with that Miss Goody Two Shoes shit, trying to blame the brothers. You know, they were on some bullshit as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, thanks for the call, player. And again, this ain't the beat up on the women from Spelman show, but you know, they misrepresented. That shit was kind of corny how they presented themselves yesterday. It was corny. You know, Atlanta is the home of Freaknik. You know, who the fuck is this? Hotline.
Yeah, Flex is Sean.
Hey, what's up, Sean?
Yeah, hey, quick question too, right? This girl I met, right? She said she's a virgin, but she lets me do everything with her, but have sex.
She lets you do everything with her, like what? We're gonna get a little graphic here. Like, what does she
like,
let you?
Like,
will she let you eat her out?
Yeah.
Oh, good. But well, she don't suck your shit, does she?
Nor would she have sex. She says she's a virgin, and that's her maximum limit.
Well, nigga, damn you! She ain't got no incentive to bone you because you're giving her pleasure. Nigga, get your mouth out.
No! I haven't ate her out. I'm just saying she lets me do everything with her. But she won't let me have sex with
her. Oh, you mean everything with her as far as like going out and kicking it?
No. I'm talking about like dude, like ass out, naked and shit, playing with her spoochie and shit and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so y'all just basically pet each other?
Exactly, but she wouldn't let me have sex. You know what I'm saying? Because she states that she's a virgin.
How does she?
She's 18.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Yeah, she's bullshit, man. What she's doing, she's teasing you, man. She's dick teasing you. It's a power thing, bro. And you're letting her do it. She has you wrapped around a little string. She's teasing you. You know what I'm saying? You got to be like, look, either we're going to get this thing cracking or I'm about to just go ahead and go on about my business. I'm not trying to sit up here and rub on a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
See.
Y'all having a gang of foreplay. Fuck that. Either she's going to be down with it or not. You know, she can't be on no square shit after she done let you suck her titties and, you know, all that old shit. Fuck that. There needs to be some penetration popping off. And just, you need to stop sweating her. Stop sweating this chick. Because as long as you're sweating her, she's going to keep you with a carrot and a stick. You know what I'm saying?
So
she's going to be rubbing the stick. Go ahead.
the show told who do a 3 days time frame goes for virgins as well.
How long have you been dealing with her?
We just started talking like what? 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Okay, well, you need to cut. Just be cool. Don't diss her, but just become very distant. Don't sweat her. You dig what I'm saying? Just be real cool, real distant. Stop sweating her. Then she'll start coming correct because you've been hanging around her too much, man, and you're dragging ass with her. So just stop sweating her. Come correct. Make her come correct, and you'll be all right. All right? All
right, thank you.
All right, man. Now, I know y'all listening saying that brother had a stuttering problem. Y'all leave him the fuck alone. That's my brother. He's trying to get help with his game. I know what y'all thinking. I know what you son of a bitches are thinking out there. I can read your minds and stop that. That brother who called, that is our brother. He's going to be all right. Don't worry about him stuttering. Shit. I don't give a fuck if I had a stuttering problem. I'd be like, bitch, give me your money. I'd be stuttering and macking at the same time. I don't give a fuck. I'd be the biggest stuttering Mac on earth. Shit. So leave him alone, y'all. We don't need no ridicule. I can read your mind. I'm like a psychic. I know what you listeners be thinking. You motherfuckers are evil sometimes. Anyway, but that's what I have to say about that. That whole Oprah thing. And I don't want to beat a dead horse because I've been talking about that shit all week. Now, what I do want to play, speaking of Atlanta, I got a video from YouTube. Somebody sent me this last night of this lady. Her name is, I think it's Alexis Tyler, and she's a woman. She has a public access show on cable TV down in Atlanta, and she she talks about the power, the penis. She talks about sex. I don't know if she talks about sex. She talks about relationships. I don't know what she talks about. I just got the clip of her last night. And the clip is fucking hilarious to me. And what's so funny about the clip, she's talking about the power of penis. She's like some kind of spiritual advisor. And I'm going to play some of the clips. What's funny about her, Alexis, is that she looks like a church woman, which I think she is. She looks like totally square, totally sanctified. And she's talking about penis and sex. And in the clip I'm about to play, she's one of those females who try to be professional and try to sound professional, which, you know, she's very articulate. But then it seemed like she started having almost like a breakdown, and like the real her started coming out, and she started just really having a confessional on the air. That's what makes it funny, because she's not trying to be funny, but she's just funny. And also, what's funny about her, she's country as hell. I mean, she's from the South and she has this thick accent, and she's referring to the penis, and I mean, it's funny, and the shit she's saying is funny. And I'm gonna play the clip, and I just wanted to set it up for you. Now, in the clip, she's on the show and she's with her mom. Her mom is on the show with her. So this is Alexis Tyler, and I'm going to post this YouTube video up on my blog and on UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. So peep this out.
Sometimes we get caught up with the wrong men or caught up in a man's penis power because it's good. I mean, if a man has been around and he's a hoe, especially like the ones I'm talking about that hopping from here and there, they have a lot of practice and they know a woman's body, they know the power of their penis, and they know how to soothe her body and to soothe her vagina. So it's really easy to be caught up with that dog kind of man. Like that one girl asked me why she thought something was wrong with her, because she liked the flashy guys with the jewelry. I said, there's nothing wrong with liking a flashy man. You just have to know what type of spirit and energy he's carrying. Because there are some good men, although they still like to flash, they're not whores. They don't give their penis to everybody. You have to be.
And she loves saying the word penis. Penis, she says it about 100 times. And she says it real country, which is adorable.
Able to recognize them, because the man that is living to ejaculate, he's in a predator mode. And when a man is in a predator mode, he's going to look for the weaknesses of a woman that's lonely.
Now, you see, she's kind of talking very articulate and studious right now. But then after she gets to talking, you know, she's going to start getting countryer, and it's almost like a little meltdown. She's going to be basically talking about herself inadvertently.
vagina is cold. She's laying in bed at night playing with her toys. Or she's got a man beside her. He's a good provider, but he's not hitting the walls and working the middle like that dog that she having that sneaky sex with.
What drives a woman to toys?
Because, like I said, she needs the vagina penetration. A lot of women are hooked on having clitoral stimulations. You have an outer orgasm with your clitoris, but also you have inner orgasms inside the intra-vagina, inside the vagina walls, hidden G-spots. And every woman's G-spot may be similar, or some women may have more than one G-spot. So some women are actually hooked on coming. I mean, it's women that can be...
Hooked on coming. Hooked on coming. And she's saying some real deep shit now. She ain't kicking no bullshit. She's saying some real deep shit. It's just funny the way she's saying certain things. But let me play the clip.
Work at their desk, they got the jackrabbit on. It said, well, it's a part you can buy hooking onto your clitoris all throughout the day. And you could be having orgasm.
Jackrabbit.
That one of them I know they call. I knew some girls. That was their favorite partner. That was their favorite best buddy to keep in their pocketbook.
But see, I go back to when I was a little girl being raised in the country. Jackrabbit jump from here to there.
Yeah, we're talking about the rabbits
jump.
They
no, I ain't talking about no real.
That's our mama talking.
Rabbit jump, but a rabbit in nature jump from here to there, just constantly moving.
Yes, and they say that they have taken that same concept of the rabbit jumping from here to there, and okay. the design of it jump all up on the clitoris, just jump out of control and make the woman have an incredible orgasm. That's
we
why
are
they
living
call
in the 21st
it,
century.
That's the mechanical jackrabbit for the clit. Some men, they have so much heat and intensity in their penis that you can feel it radiating through their clothes just to touch the penis. It's on fire. It feel like it's fire underneath the skin. So
it's fire underneath the damn skin.
A lot of women start going crazy. They actually think because all penises are not created equal and they don't hold the same level of intensity. So if it's one hot like that and he has the energy, he knows how to work his hips, work his buttocks, and really twist her and bend her like she's a pretzel and give her the gratification she needs, she's going to be hooked and think that that's love or a deeper root level. She's going to become sexually, mentally, and emotionally attached, although he ain't no good. And this other man she with provides for her, take care of children that ain't even his. That woman will still sneak and get that penis power from him. But what she doesn't realize is we have to deal with our attachments and separate the love, the orgasm, and the penis. They are separate issues.
She's spitting some deep shit, though. I would give her that.
If we're in a lower level of it and we hooked on the penis power and this man won't even buy you some shrimp from Long John Silver's and what that plate, what, $2.99? Well, he can give you a mouthful of sperm and a rectum full of sperm and he won't even give you no light bread. It's like...
She said the dude won't even buy her no shrimp from Long John Silver's and the shit is only $2.99. Now, all my Southern folks, Long John Silver's is a fast food restaurant for folks who don't know. Go ahead.
We have to see what our issue is, because a man like that doesn't respect a woman. Yeah, he'll hit her, but if a man is having sex with you and he had the opportunity to be with you, or he's an ex, so that means he had you before the other man that's providing for you could get to you, and all he's offering you is a side of penis when he can sneak in and out your man bed and out your man house. That man ain't got no respect for you, and he know you don't have none for yourself. But because you're so hooked on him and you're hooked on the penis, you will sacrifice and sell yourself out to let him come in the back door or let him come at lunch or come in the dark when your real man that don't have the same penis power is handling all the expenses. So a woman thinks...
Y'all women better take heed. This woman is spitting some real shit. And she's like... She looked like she's in her early 40s. She's like one of those women who looks good for her age, but she looks very square. She looks very church-like. You'll see the clip on my page.
And she getting over and think, oh, that's the best sex. But she really playing herself. And he playing her. Because it ain't about her. It's about his ego and about his penis and his testicles and how many notches.
She loves saying penis.
He can get up on his belt to brag about. Remembers. That's why I was saying the other show, don't let every man hit the bottom of your vagina, the root of your vagina.
But they don't know about the bottom.
Yeah, that bottom. But see, every man may not know because he might not have a penis to really know.
And they dropping some real shit about the hitting the bottom. Fellas, I'm going to do a show on that about hitting the bottom and the powers of hitting the bottom. When you hit the bottom, That's a whole different level in the game. I'll explain that later.
How to hit that bottom or how to lift to hit that bottom and work that middle with a woman. She spread her legs wide and she started screaming, saying, "Yeah, daddy, that's it." Or she might start cursing or screaming out all types of profanities because he done hit the bottom. And now her mind, she insane. Her mind ain't good because the penis done ejaculated all in her brain.
Not, she said the penis ejaculated all in the goddamn brain. Hold on.
She's gone crazy. So you don't let every man hit your bottom, and your body remembers it. Just like a man will put a woman over doggy style or maybe get a mirror or something. Then they start hitting that woman from the back or on her back. They're hitting her. Then they start talking. They start saying all kind of stuff to her while they're hitting her. And see, that woman is being seduced. She being seduced. He breaking her down, man. He is screwing her into submission. He's screwing her into slavery by using the penis as a weapon to break her ass down.
You all know I'm going to use that on my show like every day now. I'm using that clip, that quote.
And her defenses, I mean, she wide open. When the penis all up in your vagina, man, you don't have no defenses. Unless you just really are thinking, and this is not about the love experience, this is about a money experience, so she's a prostitute, then she's working it just for her benefit. But when a woman is really liking this man and she's feeling him and what he's doing, especially if she's sneaking around with him and he has nothing to give her and her man is treating her better than he is, he has already gotten her defenses down, but she's very weak, and that's the worst thing that can happen is a man to get you in while he's thrusting the penis in and out. Who is it? Whose vagina is it? Who it belong to? What I said? Who? And then the woman starts calling out the man's name, screaming the man.
I love that. That's enough. This woman, she's absolutely adorable to me. I love this woman. And I'm going to be playing clips of that on my show. I've already got remixes. I already have remixes of it. I'm going to be playing clips like that. Hold on. Y'all know I'm going to have fun with that shit. I'm going to be playing that all the time. But you guys can see a clip of that. I mean, this woman, I absolutely adore her. She's funny. And I just wanted to share that with you. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget to check out maclessons.com. I will holla at you cats tomorrow.